Joining us now in person is Mike Nichols, the VP of Tournament Operations for the LPGA Tour, as we are broadcasting live today from Trump International Golf Club. Final round of the 2008 ADT Championship is now underway. Mike, good morning to you. Thanks for stopping by.
Glad to be here. Thank you, guys.
Well, let's just pick up on the conversation that Pat and I just had. We saw Annika Sorenstam's LPGA Tour career, at least for the time being, come to an end on Friday here at Trump International. For you, as a person that has worked very closely with her for a number of years, what are your thoughts and your reflections on Annika's career?
Well, you know, obviously, anytime you have a superstar of Annika's caliber, it's a shame to see her go away. I believe as of last week, she was number two player in the world. So it's very rare anymore to see an athlete go out at the top of their game. But it's nice to see that she set some other priorities in her life, and she's done, in far as her goals, done everything she set out to achieve as a player. So in terms of setting up for the next stage of her life and starting a family and getting married to Mike McGee, you know, it's nice that she has other priorities and she feels fulfilled on the golf course, at least for now.
Annika has been very careful to say she's stepping away from the game of golf and from competitive golf. She has not said point blank, this is a retirement. So, kind of leaving the door a little bit ajar. And we realize she is getting married to Mike McGee next January and she wants to start a family. But she's only 38 years old, and a couple of years after she's been married and maybe had a child or two, she might be 40, 41 years old. We know Nancy Lopez played well into her 40s. Gut feeling from you, do you think we'll see some more from Annika down the road, and perhaps might she win again on the LPGA Tour?
Well, I obviously don't want to speak or try to put thoughts in terms of what Annika is thinking, but I think if you look at what has historically happened with a lot of athletes, once they get away from the game a little bit, if the hunger is still there, they want to come back. But the thing is, I don't believe, this is just my personal opinion, that she'll come back if she doesn't think that she can be amongst the best players. She obviously doesn't need to play for financial reasons or any of that. If she comes back, it's because she wants to regain her status as the number one player in the world. And so we'll wait and see and sort of see how her family priorities set up. And as you mentioned, you know, Beth Daniel have played late into her 40s. Julie Engster, a great example of a mother who was able to balance family and playing. So, there is a sort of a track record that it can be done.
Mike, well, taking that theme a little bit further, you're right. I mean, Julie Engster, Beth Daniel, but those women continue to play. Annika's going to take at least a couple years, I would imagine, off. How difficult, take her out of the equation, how difficult would it be for any woman to come back after a couple-year layoff? And I'd probably say it's got to be 3 or 4 years if she's going to have a couple kids and to get her game back into shape. How difficult would it be for any woman to take that kind of time off and come back and still be able to compete at a high level?
I would just say, I mean, again, this is my personal opinion, but I would think that any athlete, and again, it's because Annika has set such a high standard for her play. She's not going to come back in an effort to sort of make cuts and finish 30th on the money list. So she has a much higher bar in terms of where she's trying to get back to. So, if she left here as the 50th ranked player in the world, could she go away in 4 years and still be the 50th ranked player in the world? I think that would be fairly easy, but obviously, as you get those other priorities and you got some of these players in their early 20s who don't have family commitments and other sorts of commitments, they're out on the range while you're raising your kids. And so it's hard to obviously juggle both of those. But as we said, some of our players have been successful doing that.
You are listening to Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. We are broadcasting live this morning from Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. The final round of the 2008 ADT Championship is now underway, and joining us here in person is Mike Nichols, the VP of Tournament Operations for the LPGA Tour. Mike, in regards to today's final round, we have eight ladies vying for the $1 million first-place prize. Suzanne Pedersen and Sunhwa Lee just went off of hole number one about 10 minutes ago. Paula Kramer and Zhong Zhang right now as we speak on the first tee. The final group goes off at 10 o'clock this morning, Angela Stanford and Yoon Hee Ji. Unfortunately for the golf fans here locally, Lorena Ochoa, Annika Sorenstam, Morgan Pressel, a Boca Raton resident, Christy Kerr, another South Floridian, not making it to the weekend. But for the players that have, they're playing awfully well. Your thoughts on the first three rounds and leading into today's final round?
Well, I think the format, as we've tried to make it, when you eliminate the scores and everybody starts from scratch today, it's the race for $1 million with eight players starting from the same place. If there was a five-stroke difference between first and eighth place, I'm sure it would be a lot less interesting. But I had the opportunity to see Suzanne and Sun Hwa tee off on the first hole, and both of them hit it down the middle. So if they're feeling the nerves, they're not showing it. It's incredible caliber of play out here, and I think what makes the format compelling is not only necessarily that, you know, they're playing for the $1 million first prize, but second place is $100,000. So it's not like, you know, first place is $1 million and second place is $950,000. And I mean, there is such a huge drop off between first and second place. It's stopped short of being a winner take all, but that, for all intents and purposes, is what it becomes.
Mike, do you hear any complaints from the women with this format? I mean, you know, the only ones I think would have a hard time with it are the ones who would quote unquote be leading going into this day and then have it wiped out, or maybe the disparity in the money situation. Do you have any sort of, I don't think it'd be overt, but any kind of, you're hearing stuff like, oh, they want this change, or are they really happy with this?
Well, you know, so I think from the format, you know, there's a lot of talk about the format, but if you look at the format, it's traditional golf through Friday. So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, Lorena and Annika and Morgan were, you know, victims of the format. Well, at the end of the day, they didn't make the cut, just as you don't make the cut on a Friday tournament. It's only sort of after you start resetting and cutting that the format becomes interesting. I would say that sort of in terms of a player mentality, the winner-take-all type format, oh, my gosh, I play for 3 days and I don't have anything to show for it. But that having been said, I think the reset, you know, the comments I've heard from a lot of the players are, you know what you got when you show up on Thursday, and it is what it is. And, if you know, Angela Stanford, the first day, I think she shot 73 or 74, and she probably went home and said, look, you know, all I need to do is make it into the next day. That's all I'm focused on tomorrow, is making it into the next day. And then she shoots 67 or something, and now she's in second place. So maybe her thought process between Thursday night, when she's thinking, oh, I just want to get into the top 16 so my score resets, you know, and then the next day she's thinking, well, gosh, I wish our scores didn't reset because now I'm in second place. So it probably changes from day to day.
Right.
Mike Nichols is the VP of Tournament Operations for the LPGA Tour. He's kind enough to join us here in person as we broadcast live from Trump International Golf Club. Final round of the 2008 ADT Championship is underway. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Mike, last thing for you. Carolyn Bivens on Wednesday announcing the 2009 tournament schedule for the LPGA Tour. Total events going down from 34 to 31. Unfortunately for South Floridians, this event right here, the ADT Championship, is one of those events that is not returning in 2009. But word is, you know, reading some articles here and there, the plan for 2010 would be to have this event with the same format as a kickoff event. And there is reportedly a possibility that that event could return to South Florida, could return possibly to Trump International Golf Club. For you, a guy on the inside, what can you tell us about this event? Because I know a lot of South Florida golf fans are hopeful that it does return in 2010.
Well, I would say that obviously we've had a great relationship with ADT. You know, Trump International provides a tremendous venue for the championship, and you know, I'd never say never, I guess, in terms of returning at the beginning of 2010. So we'll see what happens.
So stay tuned is the official word.
The official word is stay tuned.
That's good.
He is Mike Nichols, the Vice President of Tournament Operations for the LPGA Tour. Mike, thank you so much for your time.
All right, take
congratulations
care,
on a phenomenal tournament.
Thanks,
and
Mike.
Wishing you a very nice final round.
All right, thanks, guys, for coming out. Appreciate it.
There he is, Mike Nichols, VP of Tournament Operations for the LPGA Tour, kind enough to join us here in person at Trump International Golf Club.